Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Dorsey.
I'm JT Beck.
It's September 24th, 2018, and we're running close to the Booker Institute.
We are.
We have got the door open.
We do. Early bird sign up ends in about a week, so I think it's about $400 off if you sign up before October. So go ahead and sign up while you can. It's closing up quickly. So
yeah, it's already over 50% full. And it starts going very fast as you get closer to, naturally, you know, whatever you're doing is you get closer to the event, it fills up. So do it if you want to get that that money off, and definitely come. You have to come. This is it, and it's nice to come to Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a nice time of year in November. The Jefferson Hotel, five-star hotel, is just beautiful. It's all hooked up for Christmas. You can't believe it. So come on. And also, my good friend Ralph Akampura is going to be here speaking, and great guy. We've had him at our Broker Institute before, and by popular demand, we're bringing him back. So at any rate, one of the first things that came to mind this morning when I looked at the report is, this is interesting, it's from Betterment, and it shows a chart on respondents that were asked how well the S&P 500 has done since December of 2008. Mm-hmm. So we went through the whole year 2008. The market, everyone knows that was a bear market, depression, recession, whatever you want to call it. It's interesting when you look at this, it almost falls into a normal distribution. But when you look at the survey of 1,600 people, 5% feel that the Dow Jones is down, the S&P is down 200% since then.
A lot of mixed numbers here. A lot of mixed results in this infograph.
Down 200%. 8% feel that the S&P is up 200%. Most of the respondents, when you look at this in the report, it's like a normal distribution. It's exactly mm-hmm. the way you would expect it to be. 30% feel it's about the same. You got up 1% to 49%, 21% believe that. Down 1% to 49%, 5% believe that. Mm-hmm. So naturally, the news that you've been, if anyone was looking at the news, they know the market's gone to new highs, right, and whatnot. But still you have those who think it was down.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Go to the report and look at that. It's in purple. It's eye-catching. And man,
a lot of mixed results there. People, you know, they think that it's been doing very poorly, but again, I mean, we're here sitting here watching the S&P still go up. And as a matter of fact, last week SPX gave a buy signal, hit a new high, so it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going, and you can't discount it until we begin to see some of the indicators change.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those would be the New York Stock Exchange bullish percent. If that goes into a column of O's, I'm going to become a little bit more suspicious, but it's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the rest of the report, because I like this. This is a way to find leaders in subsectors, mm-hmm. and look at the report this way. But most importantly, it shows you which subsectors are the strongest, like medical devices, medical supplies, DWA software. But how do you find those? If you want to go into the system, and what I like to do is go into the system and create portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
Because once these are in your portfolio, these are going to be static. They're not going to change. Once they're in, stock prices will, but I mean, at least these names are not going to change. You can always come back and run
right.
all kinds of programs on them
yeah.
once it's in your portfolio.
So how you do it is you're going to go to the matrix, and it's a pre-made matrix. You go to the Tools tab, hit Matrix, and then we actually have a pre-made matrix. If you click that button, you can go to the left-hand side under Domestic Equity, hit Sector. You can hit the Sector button, and it will give you an option to load the DWA subsector matrix.
There you go.
So that gives you all the subsectors ranked in a matrix, and from there, it does take a little while to load because it's a pretty hefty calculation, but once it loads, there'll be a button that says Create Portfolio. You do that.
That's where you want to be. That's like coming out of the city. You're trying. What you were just doing to me, I was envisioning driving in New York City,
yeah.
and it's tough. You make a left, you make a right, and then all of a sudden, excuse me, when you break out and you go over the bridge,
Once you're there, you're there.
Once you're there. So you want to put these things into portfolios. Then you come back and manipulate the portfolio, and you can get ideas any day, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. What were we going to cover next? Was in the search and sort, the query engine. What did we cover? We went into the query engine, and we were looking for the economic indicators.
Right.
Not so much just the economic indicators, but these small subsectors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again.
So, all right, we're going to go to tools again, and then the third button is the query engine. From there, you go to the left-hand side, you run a stocks
so
query.
So tools, a drop-down window comes.
And then you click query engine.
You look where the third button down, it says query engine, mm-hmm. click that.
And then on the left-hand side, you run a stocks query. And a lot of people kind of overlook this because it is a little small, and maybe we can make it a little bigger so people can see it, but you click the click here to toggle sectors. It says economic sectors. Click here to toggle sectors, and that'll show you a list of all the subsectors, the mini sectors, regular sectors, just the DWA groups, and then broad sectors. So you can filter even further, and people don't really know about that button as much, so it's definitely something to look into. I mean, you can get things as, you know, specific as aluminum. We've got a casinos mini sector, so we got a lot of very, very specific things if you're trying to, you know, filter your search even further.
So what did we do? We went in here and we searched the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I put in here, I'm interested in stocks that are on a buy signal on relative strength or on a buy signal on a trend chart. I should have put that as in a pullback in a column of lows. That's my way of saying I want to buy stuff on sale.
Right.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
On a buy signal, except in a column of O's, so it's pulled back. And I came up with going with all of these sectors.
Right. So we didn't even filter anything down. We just did every single subsector.
Every single subsector. But I put enough in. I put enough things in there to make it a little bit more difficult in the search.
Right.
So what came up was 600 and some stocks. I said, okay, now I have 600 and some stocks. What am I going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
Put it into a portfolio.
That's the key.
Because that way, putting it into a portfolio with the query that I put in, I knew that the distribution, or that normal distribution, the bell curve, was going to be skewed to the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it was. Once you put it into the portfolio and click distribution, you could really see exactly what that portfolio of stocks were like. It's so unique when you learn how to tell the system, do this for me, and the calculations are absolutely amazing what this thing will do and do it so fast.
We get impatient, you know, sitting waiting for it to load, but it's doing a lot for you.
Oh, my God. It certainly is. Well, we used to do relative strength charts by hand back 30 years ago, and we did maybe 200 a week because you had to actually do the division.
Right.
We didn't have computers. We had calculators, but not computers.
Right.
We had a Tandy 3000, and that was it. And we did 200 a week. Now, each night, we do probably 14 million relative strength charts because we have found how important relative strength is, and point and figure is the only method that I have ever seen that can be so simple in that division to create the relative strength chart. I can't see it in any other methodology of technical analysis that you can do this. Point and figure is perfect with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do over 14 million a night. We compare and contrast everything.
It's a big jump.
Isn't it amazing?
200 to 14 million.
It is absolutely amazing to me. Let's go down the in the report. One of the things that we find is U.S. Ecology Incorporated, ECOL, is a 5 for 5. And look at that chart. It looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So who doesn't want U.S. ecology or ecological benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Ross Stores is another one that we have in the report today. This chart looks fantastic. It's given one sell signal in its uptrend since 74, and it's now up at 99.
Looks great.
One sell signal since then.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the trend chart going back from 57, you've had two sell signals, no trend line broken, but two sell signals, and it's at 99.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Becton Dickinson. Great company, a company you don't ever think about, but Becton Dickinson is a big company. BDX is the symbol. Great looking chart, fantastic, in the medical business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the number of stocks out there that look fantastic are amazing, and a lot of them in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, JT, what else you got to say?
I just want to reiterate, you know, using the query engine, you know, a lot of people use a lot of different tools, but I think the query engine is something that everybody can use because you
what
can
kind of calls do you get each day?
A lot of different calls because I'm the first line of defense being a young guy, but yep. You know, a lot of things about the report, you know, a lot of things I've gotten recently is actually what we put into the report last week about the bull market. You know, is it going to continue going? You know, is it time for a correction? And, you know, there are a lot of contradicting points. People say it's got more room. A lot of people say, you know, it's bound to start correcting soon. And we were discussing last Friday about how the S&P is up, I think, about 333% since December 2008. And the bull market from 87 to 99, I mean, it was up 333%, and then it kept trucking another, like, 250%. So history says that, you know, we got some more room to improve. So something to keep an eye out for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the guys across the river in, what are they,
Riverfront?
Riverfront just came out with an article about what are the things that could go right rather than go wrong.
Yeah.
All you're reading in the newspaper, what's going on? Because, you know, when you're walking down the street and if you're looking at a newspaper says, all hell is going to break loose. We've got a tornado coming and we've got a hurricane coming. And, I mean, you're going to buy the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You walk down the street and you say, you know what? It looks nice. The sun is out.
Yep.
Everything is beautiful.
Exactly.
The flowers are coming out. Leaves are changing. No, I don't want to buy that. So what they came out with, Riverfront came out with, what are the things that could go right?
Right.
So Google that. See what Riverfront just came out with on their report. Great guys across the river, and we do a lot with them. So at any rate, that's all we have today.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? We'll see you next week?
Next week.